Hey, what is up? It's Brian Lofermento here with episode 143 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. And this is a Strategy Wednesday episode where I'm going to tell you how you can use power partners to find customers and clients for you. Because quite simply, I've seen this a million times, you're going to drive yourself insane if you're chasing after each new customer or client one by one and putting the pressure on yourself to go and find them. So power partners are something that I cover and I have a worksheet on in the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Challenge. It's a free 7-day challenge. If you haven't signed up yet, you can go to completethechallenge.com. It's the free 7-day Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Challenge. You can sign up for it at completethechallenge.com. Get ready to learn about power partners because we're diving into today's episode. As an entrepreneur, you really have one main mission that you don't have a choice when it comes to if you accept it or not. And that one mission is getting customers or clients. I don't care what type of business you have, whether you sell t-shirts or you're a lawyer, you're an accountant or you're a house cleaner or you're a marketer or you're a branding specialist. It does not matter. Every single business in the world needs one thing, and that is customers or clients. So as an entrepreneur, even if you're not signing up for that side of the world, well, it doesn't matter because you don't have a business unless you have customers and clients. Now, finding customers and clients, that's really the age-old business problem. That's the most important problem for you to figure out as an entrepreneur. But most people, they fail at that. They don't know how to do sales. They don't know how to do lead generation. They don't know where the money is going to come from. Now, there are a million different ways that you can go about getting customers and clients. I talk about a lot of them on these Strategy Wednesday episodes. But in today's Strategy Wednesday episode, I'm going to tell you about one strategy in particular that you can start using right now, no matter what your business is, and that is using power partners. So power partners are partners that you form alliances with or loose business relationships or even formal business relationships with where you both benefit each other. So you have something to offer them, they have something to offer you, and you guys can both grow your businesses together. Now I'll give you some tangible examples of how I've used power partners in my past. But at a really high level, what you need to understand about power partners is that they're the ones who are already in front of your ideal customers and clients. So step one in finding and identifying good power partners is first making sure that you've figured out who is your ideal customer or client. So sit down, put that work in, ask yourself, who's my ideal customer or client? Then step two is you ask yourself, who is already speaking to my ideal customers and clients? So I'll give you a really good example. Let's say I owned a house cleaning business. Now, I have a couple of different options. Let's say my house cleaning business solves or serves homeowners. Okay, so I just go into houses and I clean houses. Now, the first thing I need to decide is, who do I serve? So in this case, I'm going with homeowners, but you could choose other things. You could say, I'm a maid for hospitals, or I'm a maid for business offices, or I'm a maid for car dealerships. There's a million different things you can come up with. But let's say I choose to serve house owners or homeowners. Well, step two is I ask myself, who is already in front of those homeowners? Now, one thing that I can think of here on the fly on the podcast episode as a good power partner is maybe real estate agents. So you can go to real estate agents and say, hey, you sell houses all the time. You know new homeowners. They don't have their house cleaners just yet. I would love to offer them their first house cleaning for free. That's it. You offer my services to them for free. First house cleaning for free. Here, just give them this. So you are now giving value to two different parties. You're giving value to your hopefully future customer or client, And second, you're giving value to your power partner. Whereas if you just go to your power partners and you say, hey, I want you to offer my services to your clients. Well, real estate agents are going to be like, what the heck? What's in it for me? Why are you just doing that for me? But now you've given them something very cool that they can offer to other people so that they can then bake in more value for what they offer to other people. So when it comes to power partners, you need to think about what's in it for the power partners and also what's in it for your future customer or client. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Brian, you're not always going to lock in a new customer or client from that first free cleaning. Yeah, you're right. I won't. But that's okay, because if I find a good power partner, then enough of them will turn into customers or clients. Now, obviously, you really got to figure your numbers out. You don't want to be playing a game where you're doing 20 free cleanings and not getting a single new customer or client. So you really got to figure your numbers out. You got to figure out your conversion rate. You got to figure out how to improve your conversion rate. What can you better do to turn those people into customers or clients? Now, the beauty of power partners is that I'm not saying that you have to offer your services for free. In fact, in most cases, I don't think you should offer your services for free. That's just an on-the-fly example that I gave you. I've personally used power partners in the past. For example, in 2008, when I started my soccer blog called Premiership Talk, we became one of the most read soccer websites in the world. And at first, I didn't know how to turn that traffic into revenue. I didn't know how to sell advertising spots on my website. So I knew who I wanted to serve. I knew who my future customers and clients were. They were advertisers, specifically in the soccer industry, but I didn't know where to find them. So I asked myself, well, who's already in front of them? Who's already talking to those people? And quite simply, you know who already had existing relationships with advertisers in the soccer sphere? Other soccer websites. So I started hitting up these other soccer websites and I said, hey, I see that you have Nike advertising on your website and Under Armour advertising on your website and these other soccer stores. What can I do to get in front of them? You know, how can we work together? Because I would love to have them also advertise on my website. Now, I met two types of people in doing that. First, I met people with a scarcity mindset who said, oh, I don't want you taking my advertisers, when in reality, it's not about taking advertisers. Advertisers advertise on a bunch of different websites. It's not a scarcity mindset. Or I found people with an abundance mindset who would say, oh, heck yeah, I would love that. Maybe you could pass me some of your advertising deals as well, because they knew that if I was approaching them to be introduced to their advertisers, then I was definitely doing it with other soccer websites as well. So I was going to bring in all these different advertisers and I could pass them around. And so that's how I established power partners, which in this example, they were, in many ways, my direct competitors. So your power partners don't necessarily have to be people in other verticals or different industries. They can be people in your same industry. So think about how that could best serve you, best serve them, and best serve your customer or client. Now, to really bring it full circle and show you how this sort of power partner arrangement helped our advertisers, what I was then able to do in 2010, I basically was running this pretty cool global network of soccer blogs and smaller blogs and bigger blogs and soccer websites, where we as a network, we realized that there was a lot of strength in unity. And so I would approach these advertisers and say, hey, I've got these 20 websites. If you want to advertise on all of our websites, it's this rate. And it was a discounted rate than if they approached each of us individually. So it was really a win-win-win. It was a win for me because I was finding advertisers by leveraging my power partner network. It was a win for my power partner network because they were leveraging deals that I was bringing in. And it was a win for our customers and clients, the people paying us money, which were the advertisers, because they were getting across all these awesome websites for a discounted rate. So power partners are a really quick way to start getting customers and clients. I used the same method again in 2012 when I started my search engine optimization agency. So my business partner and I, we didn't really know much about lead generation or sales or anything like that. But what we did realize is that when all these website developers and designers were building websites for their customers or clients, they had a new website, but nobody was finding that website. So we started going to web designers in the Boston area, and we were saying to them, hey, you offer amazing services. We love the websites that you build for your clients, but do you offer SEO at all? Do you get their websites to rank in Google after you build them for them? And 90% of the time, the answer was no. They didn't want to get into that. They weren't search engine optimizers. They were website designers, and for good reason. And so we said, hey, you could start offering our services. You could take a cut of it as well. We would love to work with your clients and help them rank in Google. It was a win for us because we were getting their customers and clients. It's a win for them because, first of all, financially, they were getting a percentage of it. And second, they were offering better services to their customers and clients that they were even happier. And third, the customer and client was winning because now not only did they have a new website, but they had a website that people were finding and that was growing their business. So we really asked ourselves, who is already speaking to our future customers and clients? That's what a power partner is for your business. So you can go about it. I'm gonna remind you of the two steps again. The first step is you need to figure out who is it that's your ideal customer or client? Who do you wanna be serving? And then second, who is already talking to those people? That's the two-step process. And then third, if you want to add a third step, it's what's in it for the power partner and what's in it for the customer or client. That's how you create a win-win-win. That's how you use power partners to start finding new customers and clients in mass, not just one by one, not you having to chase after them one by one, always wondering where your next customer or client is going to come from. So that's today's Strategy Wednesday episode. Look at that. We're coming in at 12 minutes. This might be the quickest podcast episode ever, but it's for good reason. I'm actually packing up my place here in Los Angeles. By the time you listen to this, I'll already be on the road to Las Vegas, then Salt Lake City. I'm traveling for a couple weeks, then back in LA for less than a week before I fly out to China and Indonesia. I've got a wedding reception in Bali that I'm going to. So a lot of travel coming up. You're going to get to hear about all the cool things that I'm up to here on this podcast. But most importantly for you, if you want to start building the foundations of a $10,000 a month business, make sure you jump on over to completethechallenge.com. Sign up for the free 7-day Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Challenge. Because I'll tell you what, when I'm back in the States at the end of November, I am giving you, as part of the challenge, the best content that I've ever put together in my entire entrepreneurial life. And it's going to blow a lot of people's minds when I release this. I already know, and I'm already excited for this, I already know that someone is going to build a $10,000 a month business just from the 7-day challenge. So get excited, jump on over to completethechallenge.com, and I will see you this Friday with another episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.